America weekend.
She was highly intelligent, the most intelligent person I knew.
She was so utterly authentic.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Amy.
It's been a personal quest of mine to bring you reviews of all the 2016 Oscar winners here on America Weekend. I'm almost there. Today's focus is bittersweet because, as most people will attest, we've lost far too many music stars this year. As of just over a week ago, Prince was the latest and, in my view, the greatest. But just 5 years ago, we said goodbye to a fast-rising and too-soon-falling megatalent, and her name was Amy Winehouse. And the fine documentary feature simply titled Amy was the winner of the Academy Award in that category this past February 28th. This 128-minute chronicle of her life is very touching and involving and incorporates an abundance of archival footage focusing on her short existence from childhood to young adult. There are dozens of interviews, a bunch of wonderful songs, and her last recorded performance, a duet with the legendary Tony Bennett. Of course, the reasons for the demise of the 27-year-old singer are far too familiar by now. Could any of her family or friends have saved her? The history of these types of things tell us no. But I feel I understand Miss Winehouse quite a bit better now, having watched Amy. It wasn't my favorite documentary of the year, but it had me wanting to save the poor, fragile girl, and it gets a solid A-minus grade from me. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. All right, we go from an artsy film to reality television. Talk about a segue. How much of this stuff do you watch? And do you see how these people from these reality shows are becoming stars? And I'm not just talking about the Kardashians. If I was to mention the name Rick Harrison to you. Do you know who that is? Do you watch Pawn Stars? Get it? Pawn Stars? Haha. It's about this tiny little pawn shop in Las Vegas, and the show has, what, 300-400 episodes right now. Do you know that CNN sat down to do an interview with this man? Why is CNN sitting down to do an interview with this man? See, here's the problem. We take these people that don't even belong on television, and we elevate them into these cultural icons. And in this case, icons of cultural legitimacy. CNN literally went out to talk to Rick Harrison to talk about his endorsement of GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio, and to talk about what he thought about Hillary Clinton. What do we care about what this man even thinks about these people? Really? Once we start giving credence to the, let's sit down with Rick Harrison and see what he really thinks about Marco Rubio. What do you think about Donald Trump? What do you think about Hillary Clinton? Please. Once we start taking these people and we start allowing them to cross over into the real reality, CNN talking to this guy on his thoughts of the presidential race as if it matters. Who cares? Do you care? I don't care. You know, go talk to your neighbor. Go talk to the guy down at the laundromat. It means the same thing. And they literally got into this back and forth with him, and they put the whole thing online and his thoughts of Hillary Clinton and her experience. But it just goes to show what passes, A, for entertainment, and B, what passes for news. And, you know, when it comes to CNN, you see how CNN is passing Mike Rowe off as a mega star now with this stupid show, Somebody's Gotta Do It, kind of like his old Dirty Jobs show. And you're watching them cover a serious story, and all of a sudden, a graphic will pop up on the bottom of the screen. Don't forget to watch this week's installment, Somebody's Gotta Do It with Mike Rowe. Well, Somebody's Gotta Do It, but I don't have to watch it. And the cross-promotion really gets out of control as well. CBS Sunday Morning, which has been on for years and years and years, and which is a very highbrow examination of the news and culture and entertainment, and all of a sudden they'll have somebody on there, and it's like, why is that person there? Because they wrote a book from Simon & Schuster, a member of the CBS family, and they never used to mention that, and now they do. It drives you to want to start doing Pilates. And why do I say that? Yes, because we need a segue, because we need to get to the next segment of the program. Time for this week's edition of Fit in a Minute. A certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, is talking about Pilates.
Pilates is a form of exercise named after its inventor, Joseph Pilates, which emphasizes the balanced development of the body through core strength, flexibility, and awareness. It builds lean, long muscles rather than the rounded muscles of bodybuilders. German-born Pilates was a circus performer and boxer when he was placed in forced internment at the outbreak of World War I. He began rehabilitating other detainees who were suffering from diseases and injuries. It was invention born out of necessity that inspired him to use items that were available, like bed springs and beer keg rings, to create resistance exercise equipment. Core strength is its foundation. When the deep internal muscles of the abdomen and back are strong, they work to develop stability throughout the entire torso. The six Pilates principles are centering, control, flow, breath, precision, and concentration. Pilates doesn't require a lot of repetitions. By doing each one fully with precision, you'll get significant results in a shorter time than you could imagine. Pilates exercises are done on either a mat on the floor or specific equipment utilizing pulleys and bodyweight resistance. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. Christina and I will talk about the most annoying hotel guests in the world. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. See a column of 10 bikes coming from the opposite direction? Come on. You may have wished you could be invited to tag along with them. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Tim Ryan for American Biker Minute. There's been an explosion of motorcycle meetup group websites. Hey, there's a meetup group near you. My town has a new dedicated, yes, even fancy website where riders can register to receive online information on motorcycle meetup groups, off-road meetups, grumpy old men meetups, sport bike meetups, and even fat bottom girl meetups. Not making this up. Look around for a motorcycle meetup or start your own. American Biker Minute.
I just love riding.
You